in they ride. Every time they hear this beat, every time they in the spot, every time I'm on they street, they listening, they listening, they listening to me. They listening, they listening, they listening to me. Nigga know who I be. And if they
yo, 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 what's up? It's your man's Y King.
Yeah, your main man, Mystery. Did I say it wrong? I did say it. No, I said it wrong.
I ain't you tuned in to another episode of Heat Level Podcast.
We'll do it again.
What's up,
world?
Hey, now, now, now. Sometimes fuck ups work, right? Hey, what's up, everybody? Y'all tuned in again to another episode, man. What's going on? How y'all been? How y'all week been out there?
Heat Level.
Hey, y'all week been out there?
Better level up.
Level up.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, we talking about people that are addicted to drugs right now. We got somebody who's addicted to some type of drug right now.
Oh, yeah.
So we gotta talk about this, man, about people that's addicted to drugs.
Yeah, I thought we talking about something. You drink me, man.
Nah. So basically, we're going to talk about, first before we get on what we got to talk about.
Right.
So, how's it been going?
I've been gribbling.
Hi, Kodak Black.
Hey, man. It's been going good, man. You know.
No doubt.
Another day, man, you above ground. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, another day.
Another day that you wake, open up your eyes.
Well, we're another week.
Say no to drugs.
We're another week above ground.
Huh? Yeah, another day, yeah, man. Another day. Yeah, yeah.
Another week above ground. What the fuck is going on? This nigga is. I get high. Every day. Shout out to South P, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. And the whole locks, man. What's going on? This nigga said, another hour. Inside joke, my nigga. Inside joke. What's up, everybody, man? We up in the building. We laughing. We having a good time, man. I hope y'all having a good time right now. And I hope y'all listen to us while y'all driving in your Ford Focus.
Yeah, man.
Hey, hope y'all listen to us driving in your Ford Focus with the windows rolled down and you're feeling the air.
Ford Focus.
Yeah. Hey, it's okay, man. If you got a Ford Focus, a Volkswagen, you got a Beetle, it's okay. Even if the people with the smart cars, you're saving gas. So y'all fucking a lot smarter than the rest of us.
Oh, man.
But if y'all listen to this podcast, I hope y'all having a good time. Yeah, we jumped off with a couple of laughs, a couple of jokes. My man over here, he on some of that anesthesia medicine.
Yeah, man.
You know, whatever the fuck it is.
No, Megazine.
Make them zine. That nigga said magazine. Magazine, nigga. What the fuck? That nigga on that new shit.
Ooh.
Yeah, magazine. Man. Okay, we in the building. How's been going? You high?
Yes.
That's how it's going.
Yes.
No doubt.
Been pretty good, you know.
Been pretty good.
And focused and you know, another productive week, man.
Yeah,
you know,
another productive week.
At the 9 to 5, you feel me?
9 to 5, loving it.
Yeah.
You're loving that 9 to 5, man.
Yeah, you know, man.
Like, keep working.
Yeah, man.
One day you become boss.
Man, I'm going to quit.
One day you give you a dollar raise.
I'm going to quit.
It's all good. We in the building.
Oh,
y'all
man.
See the hat, man, CEO.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all can read my shirt today, but it says... For everybody on YouTube, they can read the shirt because if y'all listen to me on iHeartRadio or Pandora, you ain't reading the goddamn thing.
I'm glad I'm high.
It says, you're too fucking close. If you can read this shirt, you're too fucking close.
What the small print say?
That's what it say. If you can read this shirt, you're too fucking close. That means you're too close if you can read my motherfucking shirt.
Well, I'm glad Magazine kicked in.
Yeah, exactly. Nigga, we in the building. Let's get it. So, so everybody, as we got our laughs out and everything like that, man. So today, man, this week, whatever. Hey, y'all, what are we talking about? We gonna talk about like and love, man. Which one is better, man? Which one is better? Most people might say love.
Right.
I don't know, man. I think I got some shit that's gonna really fuck y'all up.
Yeah.
About like and love. So believe it or not,
right.
You know, everybody wants to be loved.
Yeah.
But the truth,
yeah,
most people really just want to be liked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're gonna get on that, man.
No doubt.
Does the heart really mean anything on Instagram these days? You know, it's funny because they tell you the heart something. They want you to like it, but
right.
It's a heart, which means love.
Right.
So are they telling you to love it or
right.
to like it? So is a comment a like or love? Or is a heart a like or love? You know, thumbs up means like, right?
Right.
I don't
right.
understand why they're using the heart, which
right.
doesn't mean that you love it, it means that you like it. So who knows?
Exactly.
So we gonna talk about that. But mystery.
Yeah, man.
The nigga sound like a straight old ass white
Davis.
Guy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you know what they say, man. Why can't you be transracial? I'm a 37-year-old white man.
Yeah.
All I want to do is do drugs.
Yeah, that's right, man.
A lot of drugs.
Oh, yeah.
A whole lot of drugs. I'm getting wasted tonight. Motherfucker, I'm getting wasted. Too fucking nice. You know what I'm saying? Man, I should grab my fucking guitar off the wall and play some crazy shit for
you. Man, you going to play a couple of tunes?
Yeah, a couple of tunes.
Oh, yeah, that's man. Good. All right.
Motherfucker. Goddamn motherfucker. Motherfucker. Yeah. Motherfucker. You fucking bitch. You bitch fucker.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But we in the building. So let's talk about like and love, though. Let's get into it. So
right.
So the whole thing is about like and love. What is your take about like and love? Now, do you really have to like somebody you love, or do you have to love somebody you like?
You know, honestly,
hold on,
man.
Did you just get what the fuck I said?
Yeah.
I said the same goddamn thing.
Yeah. I mean, but I understood what you're saying, though.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the thing about Megalazine. You can understand that, bro.
I said, okay. Do
yeah.
You like the people you love and love the people you like. Okay.
Right.
Let me know. What's up?
You
Talk
know what?
To
in a relationship, marriage, whatever, you have to learn to like the person before you get to love them. So to me, love is strong to me when it's talking about God. You know, and then we talk
Damn.
About your family
love
members
me.
And stuff like that.
Family,
I mean, there's a...
What you mean by family member? You talking about blood? Or you talking about... what you mean by family members?
Okay. What
people
I mean by family
you
members...
your blood or people that you consider like your family? That
no, just your... they don't have to be your blood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Relatives is blood. Family, like my brother.
Ooh, just, that boy, you know, just threw some gems at y'all, nigga. That nigga said relatives is blood, nigga.
Yeah.
Family.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, that nigga that just threw some gems that quick and then pass it on. But go ahead.
Magazine, bro.
Yeah.
I need to take one of every show there, no.
Yeah, every motherfucking show. Let's get it.
But you know, it's just like my brother, man. I consider him as family. He's not blood, but that's
which
family.
One? Which one is
that? The one who just passed, Quentin.
Yeah, that's what we're supposed to met, right?
Yeah,
no doubt, no
so
doubt.
You know that's family because man, I can go and say some things, man, he done did for me and vice versa, you know, I did for him. Cause you know, before my son passed, man, he did some stuff with me to help, you know, keep my son out. You feel what I'm saying? So that's family. But relatives, man, like I said, it's just somebody who's related to you by blood. You feel what I'm saying? Don't always make them family because they can like you but not love you. You feel what I'm saying? And do some evil stuff too.
Well, I think most of your family members love you, but just don't like you.
That too.
I think most.
Yeah.
You know, like the situation I had with my daughter, everybody, you know, I'm really not talk much about it, but the one you've seen on my podcast, heard on my podcast, maybe about four times she's been. And she did an interview with me and Jazzy Blaze, whatever, which will be coming out if it ain't already out before this recording. But yeah, love my daughter. Yes, I do. You know, I don't like a motherfucking ass.
Oh, dang. Yes, you do.
No, I don't like her. No, I'm being honest. You don't have to like your kids or like anybody you love.
Well, that's true.
Okay.
That's true.
Liking is a totally different thing.
Right.
I love her. I will always love her. I put food in her stomach. I put stuff on her back. But the way that she was made me not like who she was.
Okay, so pretty much you didn't like the character, right?
Yeah, so I didn't like her, she was. But that's it. There's no difference. A lot of people love me when I was a fucking knucklehead, but they didn't like me. They didn't want me to be around. They didn't want me to be. So there's nothing wrong with that. So everybody, please, to all y'all stupid motherfuckers out there.
Not the ones that's looking, man. Not the viewers.
I'm just talking about all the stupid motherfuckers out there that need to really come up and hear what I'm saying. A motherfucker do not have to like you to love you. Yes, right. Kids, adults, family, friends, motherfuckers you just met. Say, look, motherfucker, I don't have to like you to love you.
Yeah.
If I love you, I love you. I don't have to like you. I can fuck with you from a distance. But let me tell you this, I do not have to love you to like you either.
Right, right. But are we taught to love?
No, you got to earn it. You got to earn it.
Because, I mean, think about it.
No, we ain't taught to love. That shit just comes. Can you really explain that bullshit?
Think about your boy, who's it with the crazy eyes? What's his name? Soul Child. Music Soul Child. He got a song called Love.
I thought you said they got crazy eyes.
He got some biggest ball. No,
I think I always wear them glasses though, right? Shout out to Music Soulja.
But he got, yeah, man. My bad, bro. But
he's
the
soundtrack to my teenage years. But go ahead.
Oh, for real? See, I didn't know that. But yeah. No, I didn't know you did.
No, nigga, you didn't know me in the 90s, the late 90s, early 2000s. No,
I didn't. You right.
I didn't meet you to like 2000 and.
What was it 20?
5, 6?
2025, that's not here yet.
You said 2025, they got it in 2005.
Oh, yeah.
Nigga, what the fuck you get 2025 at?
I don't know. I was 25 at the time. So that's probably
like 2005, you was 25.
Right, no, I was 26. But yeah, 25. Yeah,
because I was 19.
Damn, for real?
Yeah, nigga. I'm 37. You
43. Yeah, I am.
All right, then.
My bad, man. I'm thinking about shout out to Hustle Muscle, but that beard, you know, it just.
That nigga was too damn crazy.
Oh, man. But Soul Child, though, he's got the song that says, Teach Me How to Love.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Teach me how to love.
Yeah.
Show me a way to surrender my heart.
Yeah.
Girl, I'm so lost. Teach me how to love.
Yeah.
Show me.
Yes, I would say, but I don't know the words.
Teach me how to love.
So are we taught, or is it something is that's given?
Hey, it's just you and me. Every time we go out, always talking about you loving me.
It's Joaquin White, y'all.
Hey.
Ooh.
Don't be confused. I'm like, lying. Oh, truth coming and turn down the lights and show me just what you can do. Yeah. Hey, baby, I had my share of lovers. Some say I'm damn good. But if you think you can turn me out, baby, I would that you would, cause you keep all you keep, yeah. On and on. Telling me this and telling me that.
Yeah.
Once I get with you, I never go back. Say there's a lesson that you wanna teach. Well, here I'm, baby. Practice what you breathe.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
Joaquin White, y'all.
But hey, no, but that's real talk. So I think when you teach him, a lot of people got to get taught how to love. Some people don't know how to love.
Right.
But you got to teach a person how to like. If I don't like your motherfucker, I don't like your ass.
Right.
But sometimes it's good to have people that like you and don't love you because they're not trying to judge and trying to give you type of lecture because they love you. It's like, mm-hmm. hey, look, man, I like you. I think you're cool people, so I want to put you up on game. It's a lot of people that don't love you, that like you, mm-hmm. and actually put you farther in the world that'll help you succeed
yeah.
than the motherfuckers that actually love you.
Mm-hmm.
So what you think about that? My nigga, he ain't shit. But anyway, well, what you think about that, though?
No, I agree with you.
Because most people that love you fucking put daggers in your back.
Yep, I agree with you. That's why, you know, earlier, you know, I said it was a little different. You know, I'd rather for somebody to just, hey,
you said
I
that like earlier?
It a little bit, you know. But I think I said it backwards. I can't remember. We just had to rewind it. Rewind it, man. That's what, hey, that's what we do.
Yeah. Rewind it.
But yeah, when somebody say they like you, that's just, oh, yeah. Like I was saying in a marriage or a relationship,
yeah.
I'd rather somebody to say, you know, you got to like them before you love them. You know, any type of relationship.
You think?
Oh yeah. Even in friendships. You feel what I'm saying?
This is what I said when it comes to relationship. Do you believe? Okay, we get on like and love, right, y'all? All right, we getting on like and love, everybody. Okay, check this out. So let me ask you this question: because people say, beauty is in the eye of the beholder." Mm. That's what these ugly people say. So. Damn, man. Let me, I'm saying, let's be honest.
That's
don't any more ugly people that actually say that. If you really think about it, yes, it really is. I'm sorry, ugly people. I don't say it. I'm ugly, but you know, it goes that way. So when you first see a person,
yeah,
and people say, oh man, I'm all about the heart.
Yeah.
But when you first see a motherfucker, something physically had to attract you to that person.
Right.
Physically, yeah. Not. Nigga, ain't nobody ever looked at an ugly motherfucker and say, you know what? One day I'm gonna love her.
Right.
Don't go that way.
Right.
Something had to pull you that way.
Exactly.
Even if it was something physical at the time, mm-hmm. right? Like, you could be pulled in by the titties.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a cheek man myself. So,
are you cheek?
No, cheeks.
Oh, cheeks.
But yeah.
I'm like, my nigga, don't say that shit. Your ass is gonna be done, and we know. Listen, I said, "Well, he a cheat man."
No.
Okay, let's clear that up. He didn't say cheat.
No,
he said cheeks.
Yeah, cheeks.
CHEEKS.
Yes, the butt.
To his wife out there, okay? So he said he didn't say cheat. But so yeah, ass man. You should have said, "I'm an ass man." Can we say?
I'm old, bro.
You know what? I'm tired of people saying they old and they don't know what the fuck old is. Nigga, my daddy old. Nigga, my grandmama old, nigga. You ain't old, nigga.
I mean, you know.
You know, you just older than people that's not old as you. That's all.
That too.
Nigga, you ain't an elder yet, nigga. Shit, you still
no,
in there?
No.
So look, ass, nigga. We said ass man back then. So what you mean? What makes it different now?
We did, okay, ass.
Yeah, okay.
Hey,
so
love ass.
So you're an ass man.
Yes.
You got people that like feet. You got people that like thighs. You got people that like necks.
Right. You stupid dude. Like, what if they don't have no neck?
Hey, that's some shit. You see a bitch walking down. Hey, law. Hey, man. In the words of Cat Williams, I just call you bitches because I don't know your name. In the words of Cat Williams, look, this real shit, man. You see a motherfucker walking down the street. Say you see a chick walking down the street and the bitch neck going like this, right? The neck just moving. And you say, you know what? I like the way she moves her neck. The only thing you can be thinking about is the fellatio.
That's
what she got to be doing, fellatio.
Her
neck move like that. How you want to give somebody with a neck to move like that? But I'm just saying, some people like people hairlines.
Well, yeah.
You know, some people like ears.
That's true.
Some people look at foreheads, nose, teeth, smiles.
So
you got to think, we don't know what attract anybody to another person.
Right.
But you got to have some type of physically attraction
mm-hmm.
to a person before you come up to them.
Right.
I think everybody, all that love on first sight shit, I don't believe in that shit. I think that's some bullshit.
Right.
I think it's always lust on first sight.
You right.
It's lust. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to fuck this person.
Exactly.
Or I want to know how I feel to stick my dick in his motherfucking mouth or some shit.
Even
a female. You know, a female to look at a man and be like, man, I want that motherfucking 14. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
I want that motherfucking 12. Shit, can
right.
I take it? You know, no difference on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, I think that... That liking, physical attraction to a person, Then when you meet the person, you find out if you like the person.
Right.
And I think sometimes we fall in like.
Yeah.
We fall in lust and like. And it's not really love. So we'll be with a person for a period of time when we really just lust and like them, but we really not want to build a family and everything with them. And I think a lot of people do that. You know what I mean? Even with family and friends, even friends and family is like, yeah, this is my uncle, but really I don't fuck with that nigga like that. But I like him. I think he cool as shit.
Exactly.
But I really ain't really trying to fuck with that nigga like
that. Right,
right. So, you know, you got to do that shit.
Man, you're totally right, man. And going back to the, you know, like you said, they can like you, but not in love or in lust. You know, I got to talk bad to, man, about a couple of people. And I had to say Christians because,
Shit.
Yeah,
You say you got to talk bad about Christians.
Yeah, because you know, we're readers, you know what I'm saying? And I just don't only like read the Bible, I read the Torah, you know what I'm saying? And I even read the, I got the Quran, you know what I'm saying?
You ain't reading the Quran like that, though.
No, not like that, but I'm saying I read.
Give me a surah.
Amen. No, but look, here's the thing, though.
Amen.
No, I don't read it like that, but I have read it. You feel what I'm saying? Not one time have I saw in the Bible where it says you're in love with the person or they was in love with someone. You feel what I'm saying? It's always God is love.
Well, let me ask you something. Is love a possession too? Do you think people say they love somebody so they can possess them? Because I don't think, if you really think about it, should any other human being possess another human being?
No, but they do.
Yeah, what do you think marriage
and
is?
I think what they
you think committed, you know, people listen and say, so this is how you think. Look, man, I'm non-biased, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Just to let for all your stupid people out there. I am a podcaster, so all I'm doing is just speaking, right? I'm coming from everybody's angle, okay? Yeah. So if y'all don't understand that shit,
get
the fuck off my line.
Yeah.
All right, but at the end of the day, it's like you talk about committed relationships, you talk about marriage, you talking about monogamy and all that, you are possessing that person. You are over that person is your possession. Why? Let me ask you a question. If you buy something that is yours, right, and you're a person like, nah, this is my, okay, I'll give a better example. Your toothbrush.
Right.
You buy your toothbrush, that's your toothbrush, right?
Exactly.
You don't want nobody else using your toothbrush,
right?
Right. You don't want nobody to put their motherfucking hands on your toothbrush.
Exactly.
That's your toothbrush. Motherfucker, you really don't want motherfucker looking and talking on your toothbrush because they might spit on your toothbrush, right? So what's the difference when people get married and get a committed relationship? They don't want nobody touching, looking, feeling, having sex. Same thing, because that toothbrush is their possession.
Right.
Just like the human being that they're with or they possession. People don't want to look at it that way and be like, oh, no, it ain't really a possession. Oh, it really is.
Yeah. But that means they're not really thinking, you know, they're really not trying to get some knowledge and look deep into that.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so they're not going to look at it and be like, a possession thing. You possess that man. You possess that woman.
Right.
You possess that whatever you call yourself, dog, cat, lions, whatever, you possess that. So when people say, oh, I'm not a possessive, and, you know, I'm not possessive over my wife, I'm not possessive over my girlfriend. Well, look, do you want her to go out there and cheat on you?
Right.
Do you want her to go out there and do other things? Right. Then no, she's your possession. Mm-hmm. Same difference, vice versa. You are her possession.
Yep.
She don't want you to go out there doing things. She wants you to be monogamous, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if she wants you to be monogamous, you are her possession. He is your possession. Some people be like, you're not my property. You know that one motherfucker? Okay. Right. If y'all are not in a monogamous relationship and neither one of y'all are each other's possession, basically, that means you can do what the fuck you want to do,
exactly.
Right? Ain't that what that means?
Mm-hmm.
That means if a dude with a girl, she want to go and fuck off, she can.
Right.
Girl with a dude, if he want to go fuck off, he can. Whatever, girl and girl, dude and dude, I ain't getting all that shit. But you get what I'm saying? It's still either way.
Yeah.
So it's still a possession thing. So for all y'all stupid motherfuckers out there, Not talking about my listeners, unless y'all stupid too. But you know what I'm saying? I fuck with y'all though. But real shit, that means that you are possessing another human being.
Right.
And honestly, I don't think that we should possess another human being. I'm non-biased, by the way, motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that we should possess a human being. Even right. though we do it. Do it. You do it. A lot of people do it.
Right.
I don't think we should, though. What you got to say about that?
Woo, that's pretty hard, man. To be honest with you, because for one, we're already programmed, you know, that this is how it's supposed to be. You see what I'm saying?
Are we?
And, well, I am. I can't speak for everybody
else. Exactly. So this, you know, because different countries different do things.
Exactly. Yeah,
so when you were brought up,
you
got to say that you were programmed this way.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. You're right. You know,
that's how
I'm looking at it because,
yeah,
you know, that's how it's programmed, you know. But if I was brought up, you know, a different way, then I'm
it might be different,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you might be, you know, fucking 7-8 different women or having all as your wife.
Y'all don't know about 7-8.
Well, you might, I'm talking about you might marry, you know, a lot of women, right?
Yeah.
That just depends on if you were brought up that way.
Right, right.
Right? So some people are brought up a way where you can't possess another human being, you know? Are they wrong? You know, and so you talk about, you know,
I don't think they're wrong.
And is that like, and is that part of love and like, right? Possessing another human being, is that love?
Mm.
Let's think about the word possession.
Yeah.
You ever heard a person say, oh, they obsessed with me. But if you love this person and this is your birth, don't you supposed to be obsessed with your significant other?
That's true.
But so why is obsession considered a negative word?
Because I think they associate that word with being crazy,
yes,
in that circle.
What about possessing? Okay, you talk about a person is possessed with a demon. You look at that word possession,
exactly. Yeah,
you know what I mean? What's the difference?
Yeah, there ain't no difference,
yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you gotta start with look at
me right now. You know, we're here tonight, and you know, we're here to burn the midnight oil. So we're gonna have a little jazz, a little soft music playing for you, and we got NWA said, yes, we got Eazy-E and the Jackoffs. They're gonna be coming at 12 o'clock tonight.
I don't know why you still talking, man. I'm cutting all that.
Oh shit. Woo! Oh man.
All right, go back into possession.
All right. So yeah. Talking about the word possession.
Nah, but so when you get into you know, the possession thing of everybody, did I do something wrong? All right, and we back.
Yeah.
But, So if you look at the word possession, it's still like you saying that a person is possessed, like possession of possessed with the evil spirit or whatever. Like,
right, right.
So when you look at the word possession, possession of dope, possession of Schedule 4.
Right,
and
right.
But I'm just saying, the word possession itself is not positive word that you hear mostly, you know, the way. So a person possessing another human being, I'm just saying, is that really love? I'm saying, is that really love? If you really think about love, do you supposed to possess another human being?
honestly, I don't think you're supposed to possess them. But like you said, that word is associated with something that's being negative. So,
well, you said obsession was too.
Exactly, exactly.
But don't you supposed to be obsessed with the person that your significant other?
You're supposed to.
Don't you supposed to be your property? No, I'm not. I know it's a slippery slope, but don't try to protect it.
That's true. You're right.
Don't you supposed to be her property? She supposed to be your property.
True.
Basically, what that means, you are mine. I am yours. Right. Nobody can rent you out.
Right, right.
I own you. You own me.
Right.
Right. That's the way it's supposed to go, right?
You don't hit it.
That's the way it all supposed to go. We're on a podcast.
Okay.
But that's the way it all supposed to go. Right.
Right.
So at the end of the day, possession of another human being is no different from sex trafficking.
Then you got a point.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
If y'all really take a look at it, they grabbing people and sex trafficking and kidnapping them as property.
Wow.
Even though it's illegal. And y'all basically saying we getting married and we gonna legally possess each other.
Right. Just, yeah, dang.
Hey, what people don't be thinking that's about this.
Yeah.
Go deep on you. Think about it.
Right there,
really think about it. And then you think about marriage as a financial agreement. Mm-hmm. So is marriage really about love? If you really think about it, most marriage end because of finances.
Yeah.
So if you really think about it, is it really about love? When you put a ring on somebody's finger, you are, this is what you're doing. You get, if you really think about it, this is what you're doing. You're getting into a contract, a binding contract.
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever they fuck up, you fuck up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what else you're doing? Mm-hmm. You're getting in a possession. You're about to be possessed. I mean, not possessed, but purchased.
Right.
And you will be her property, and she will be her. That's what that agreement is.
Yeah,
I am yours. Mm-hmm. You are mine.
Yeah,
you are my property. I am your property. He just ain't putting it in that term. They just saying Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah,
same fucking shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it's just they are rewording it in a different way.
Yeah,
when you put that ring on your finger, mean we are chained together, motherfucker.
Exactly.
Basically, you jump, I jump, type shit.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Do you think that they should have, because you made me just think about something. Do you think they should have a marriage license that says, okay, you guys will be married for 4 years. And if one person don't like it, they don't have to renew that marriage license.
Yes, exactly. Yes. You know what? I'm going to tell you why. Yes. I'm going to tell you why. We got to renew every motherfucking thing else.
Yeah.
Name one license that don't have to be renewed.
Mm-hmm.
Name one.
And they are licensed.
Because if I ain't mistaken, people just say we're going to renew our vows. They're not getting remarried.
There you go.
They're renewing some fucking vows. And some people don't even do that shit.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, when you do the marriage license, like, your marriage license is forever.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, I never been married, but I'm glad you tell me that. But yeah, I think that, yeah. We got to renew our driver's license. We got to renew our passports. We got to renew our general contractor license. Uh-huh. We got to renew our insurance.
Yep.
We got to renew fucking every goddamn thing. Our subscriptions.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So look, this agreement, this possession agreement and financial contract is for 5 years. If you don't deliver enough pussy, if you don't deliver enough pussy, it's a clause in this contract. So we supposed to be fucking 10 times a month. We only fucking 5 times a month.
Oh, man.
So the clause in the contract. Ooh. Let me bring my lawyers in. This shit is over. Let me bitch, you get that. You know that vice versa to the ladies out there, or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Put the clause in the contract. You know what I mean?
That would be so fun. Hey, so funny doing the same job.
It'd be funny as shit.
Yeah, man.
That right there, I will love that. It ain't got nothing to do with life.
Would you get married?
When I get married then, you know what? I might get married then.
Yeah.
Well, okay, this contract is for 2 motherfucking years. All right, I'm supposed to be getting pussy Monday, Wednesday, and Friday around 7. are you willing to go by this contract. You feel what I mean? If not, goddamn it, motherfucker, you will be getting evicted from this. This motherfucker, man. You are in breach of contract.
Oh boy,
what, you missed a day? Breach of contract. All right, so this 2-year contract is over. Yes, that will be dope. That'd be dope. Man. I think you probably gave me an idea.
I gotta start taking these pills, boy.
I know, right? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you gonna write that down?
Write that motherfucker down. You know what I'm saying? That's how you do it. And then I gotta take hey, real shit though. If you think about shit like that, it'll really make you change your mind on shit, right?
Yeah, it will. It will.
You feel me? But that's
man.
Real shit. Yeah, that's it right there. I got it. Yeah. Hell yeah. You know what, man? That's gonna be real shit. That's a nice thing right there. Like, that might be something that we should do.
Yeah.
We might need to go to Supreme Court or
man.
Divorce court. And then another thing, in the contract it should state, just like they're doing the NFL and shit, you're guaranteed $50,000. Breach your contract, motherfucker get hurt, something don't go down. You can't get that full money. You guaranteed this 50, but if you don't perform well,
man,
in this 2-year contract, you cannot get shit that I got.
A whole lot of people.
Oh, man, that'll make a whole lot. Look, what, man, motherfucker will get right.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick. So, love and like. Which one better?
Man, I got to go with, like I said, man, I'd rather somebody like me to love me. But, you know, on a religion thing, it's something totally different. So.
All right. Well, you know, me too, man. I'd rather a person like me and love me, because I feel like this. If you do right by me,
yeah,
and all that matters, everything else can go out the motherfucking window.
Yeah.
That do right by me, like me. You ain't got to love me and kiss my motherfucking feet, worship the ground.
Right. A lot of fake love out there, man.
A lot of fake love. But if you do live, but if I'm, if you, you know, you, you know, my girl and my kids, if y'all able to love me and like me, the like is a plus.
Right.
But the ones that really love you and they really want to be around you, they're going to like something about you.
Yeah.
But some of the ones that love you, that don't like you, they just don't want to be around you.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that like you, that don't love you, they just don't know you to love you yet.
What
so
you
they
said?
Just like who you are until it comes to that time where they can say, man, you know what? I love you, man.
Yeah.
And that's the way it goes.
I mean, you know, you think about it, no homo, you know, but that's how it happened with us, though.
No doubt.
You feel what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I knew you a long time ago, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That nigga said no homo. This ain't pause.
Okay, no pause.
This ain't pause. You know what I'm saying? But hey, I appreciate everybody listening, man. Y'all make sure y'all know.
Man.
Hey, man, y'all make sure y'all hit that like button and that share
subscribe.
And comment and subscribe to the Eleven Podcast channel. For everybody listening to me on iHeartRadio, Pandora, and you know, wherever else you can get the podcast, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate y'all for listening.
Yes, sir.
And if y'all want to go check out my music, it's Joaquin. That's WYQEEM. That's WYQ. Eric, Mimi, Mama, Momo. Y'all already know what's up, man.
Yeah.
Y'all make sure y'all check it out. Hey, so we're going to get to the brutally honest question. It's going to be a yay, a nay, and that's it. Brutally honest question goes out right now. Have you ever sucked anybody's toes and it was jam in the middle of their toes?
Honestly, man, I haven't. Haven't thought about it.
Cool, that's all we need to know. I haven't either. So, hey, I haven't either, because he finna take y'all the whole journey.
Oh, man.
We about to get the fuck up out of here.
I would. All
right, so appreciate y'all for listening and appreciate y'all for watching.
Yeah, man.
And if y'all watch and listen to my podcast, y'all know how I always say, I'm about this beat.
Every time they hear they ride. Every time they hear this beat. Every time they in the spot, every time I'm on they street, they listening to me. They listening to me.